Frieda, I know you've been hanging on a long time, Frieda. Yeah, good morning to you.
I have indeed, Stephen, and thank you very much indeed. And Stephen, I have listened to Jim Wales and to the other girl, and but I want to speak this
Sarah
morning.
Sarah is her name.
Sarah. And I want to speak this morning specifically as a born-again, Bible-believing Christian. And the person who is not consulted in all of this is the Lord. And I hope you will just give me a wee moment just to share what I believe. And believe me, I do feel sorry for the numerous women out there finding themselves in very difficult situations. But you know, when Almighty God gave us commandments way back all those years ago, he said, thou shalt do no murder. And as far as we as Christians believe, we believe that abortion is still the murder of the unborn child in the womb. And he also says in his word, the Lord says, he hates the hands that shed innocent blood. And it's just as Jim Wales has said this morning, there has been 9.4 million babies have been aborted since 1967. And this is a horrendous number of people. But the thing about it is, it doesn't matter what situation that girls or women find themselves in today, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has the answer. And if they would only turn to him, he would make the way for them.
But Frieda, you wouldn't want, would you, to force your Christian beliefs onto other people? You would want other people to decide whether they wanted to embrace your faith and share your belief in your faith. So, so in terms of the debate we're having today, for those people who agree with you, for those people who agree with your interpretation of the Bible, fair enough. Mm-hmm. But for those people who maybe aren't Christian, Frieda, do you think that God's word should also apply to them?
Every single person. The Lord Jesus Christ died for all mankind.
So God should be forced upon people.
Not, you know, you accept Jesus Christ of your own free will. I'm only putting forward it's up to people how they interpret the Bible or if they don't agree with
Frieda,
me.
Frieda, thank you for your call. Glenn in Portadown. Morning, Glenn.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Glenn.
I have to say I'm just extremely shocked that, you know, this here down south in Ireland has been legalised. I mean, the fact that they're having street parties, I actually stood in the kitchen when I heard it, that they're having street parties, and I sort of looked at my wife and I was like, is this normal? Is this society? Is this how far we've fallen that we're actually having street parties that to celebrate the shed of innocent blood? I can't wrap my head around it. I know people say that we'll have circumstances, but I think I watched a program in Spotlight a few weeks back, and it said, I'm not too sure if I'm wrong, but I think 95% actually had said that they were just babies that were unwanted, and the other 5% made up of, you know, circumstances that were, you know, the mother's life was at risk, or it was rape or incest. But I was like, my goodness, this is like an act of genocide. As far as, you know, it just doesn't make sense.
An act of genocide.
Yes,
a woman deciding through her own personal circumstances, sometimes with the consent and support of medical professionals around her, you're describing as an act of genocide.
I am, yes. I mean, the point I'm trying to make is a baby in a mother's womb, that baby is his own entity, okay? Whether it's in the mother's womb or not, it is his own entity. It is not a part of the mother's body. It's not made up of the same molecules as the mother. It is his own entire entity, and it always will be. And for somebody just to sniff out a life like that because it's not wanted, or it's the essence of what is the basic foundation of human rights is the right to life, and this here has not been. It's just I don't know. It just seems to be as if I don't know what kind of type of world we're living in anymore. It's just.
Glenn, you talk about your words, not mine.
Yes.
The celebrations that there were in the South and how you objected to the celebration of shedding blood, I think you said. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Maria Cahill was at those celebrations, and I saw Maria tweet about this earlier on. Maria, your reaction to what our caller Glenn is saying this morning, he finds it objectionable that people were celebrating. And his words, Maria, at the shed of blood.
I think it's a horrific example, Stephen. Yes, I was. I was there. I campaigned for the repeal of the Eighth Amendment, and I was at one of the counts. And then did go around to Dublin Castle. I mean, and the overwhelming opinion, I think, of most people there was sheer relief. And I think it would do well for people not to be so judgmental when people find themselves in difficult situations. But also, it might be better for people to actually be reminded of what they were voting on. And the vote was not a vote for abortion per se. It was a vote to remove the Eighth Amendment, which was inserted into the Constitution in 1983. So that actual vote on the referendum and the wording of the referendum which people were voting for was to remove the equal right to the mother and the pregnancy, because that was and when it was inserted at the time, and we've heard all of the stories yet, and I would urge people to go and look at a particular Facebook page called In Her Shoes, which was story after story after story, real people's lives and how they were actually affected by the insertion of this amendment. So we know about the cases, for example, of people like Savita Halappanavar, and we know about other cases, one in particular which was extremely horrific, which was when a mother was pregnant and had been judged to be brain dead and was kept on a life support machine. And they had to, her family had to go to the Supreme Court to get a decision to allow them to be able to switch off that machine. It was a non-viable pregnancy.
Maria, I hear you and I'm listening to that story and it's really important. But just to deal with, because what Glenn is raising this morning, I've seen other callers raise, that they have found it objectionable, the tone of the celebrations. What would you say to Glenn? Glenn's listening today and you can talk to each other about that. Well, Glenn, maybe you could, well, let me use your words. You tell Maria what you found wrong with the tone of the celebrations, Glenn.
It was just that they were celebrating the legalisation of abortion. Whatever shape or form you want to call it, it's taken the life. It's taken a life away. Full stop. That's what it is. And people are celebrating. And I even watched, you know, people put up banners. Sinn Féin mainly, I think it was on Facebook. I seen actually one of them putting up, and it was the North's Next. You know, it's as if it's become a dictatorship now. You know, it's going to happen whether you like it or not. So just accept it. You know, I don't know how far the society is. I mean, where do we draw the line here? Like, where is the line drawn in the sand? But, you know,
Maria?
Well, I think, Glenn, I hear you, and I understand that this is an extremely emotive issue for people. But again, we go back to the crux of the issue. The vote was to remove an amendment which was inserted into the Constitution in 1983. So people there, yes, were relieved. There were other people cheering. There were people who had spent their whole lives campaigning for the removal of this amendment, which was wholly unfair to be inserted into the Constitution in the first place. But it was democracy at the time, and they accepted it, and they rebuilt to remove it. And that day has come. And I understand, Glenn, that people would be very fearful of this translating into the North. I'm actually quite happy to campaign in the North on the similar issue, on the introduction of free, safe and legal abortion into the North, so that we aren't sending people travelling across the water, people in very dire situations. And I don't know anybody who has an abortion, who has an abortion without giving it serious consideration before they go to do so.
Okay, Glenn, thank you. Maria, thank you.